Mr. Barrasso.
In the politically divided Congress, widespread pessimism on prospects for a deficit reduction deal appear to be giving way to steely determination. Senator Lamar Alexander.
Failure is not an option.
Moments earlier, a cautious assessment from the Senate's top Democrat, Harry Reid.
My members still think they get something done.
After months of insisting on spending cuts alone to balance America's books, Republicans say they have submitted a proposal to the supercommittee that would include new tax revenue combined with deep cuts to domestic programs championed by Democrats. President Barack Obama long ago signaled his willingness to restructure costly programs that provide income and health care to retirees. The basic ingredients for a deal are falling into place, according to Senator Alexander.
Republicans have put revenues on the table. Democrats have put entitlements on the table. We need a result.
But the ratio of spending cuts to tax hikes remains a stumbling block. Democrats favor an even mix. Republicans want to rely more on spending restraint. Meanwhile, time for the supercommittee to act is growing short.
Congress and government generally don't do things until the last minute. The last minute is fast approaching.
Americans of every age are registering their hopes and concerns about the task before Congress.
Obviously, my generation, the future for it looks pretty bleak right now due to the fact that both parties can't seem to reach a commitment and work with each other. And it's really disappointing to stand by and watch when there's really nothing we can do about it, and knowing that their decisions are going to affect my future.
What can the lawmakers do? Well, they can do what's good for the country. They need to cut back spending. We don't want to have here in the United States what's happening over in Europe.
That message appears to be resonating with lawmakers, the Senate's top Republican, Mitch McConnell.
We need an outcome. The American people need an outcome. They expect an outcome. They deserve an outcome. And I expect to get one.
Failure by the bipartisan supercommittee to act by November 23rd would trigger automatic spending cuts to domestic programs and national defense. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.